Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
The possibility to offend her brother or her future sister-in-law was pretty high here. Samantha was telling us that the bridesmaid dress that she's supposed to wear in her brother's wedding, too uncomfortable in it.
Too revealing.
Too revealing, too sexy, and they're getting married in a church. It didn't fit right. So she was thinking, who do I talk to about this? Do I talk to my brother? Do I talk to his future wife about it? And I was feeling like this was going to be explosive because you were going to say that your taste isn't appropriate for a church and a woman is going to take offense to that.
You felt like you were making a moral judgment by objecting to this dress.
I thought that's how it would be received.
Yes. And that's very likely. It could be received that way.
So, Samantha, we gave her some options going into the weekend. Yeah, if you don't talk to your brother or your future sister-in-law, we could do a texting tutor with you. But there has been an update from over the weekend. Hey, Samantha, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Did I get all that right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay, so we were set to do a texting tutor with you, maybe hit your brother up, maybe help you choose the words with your future sister-in-law here. That's not going to happen. So what happened?
Yeah, so there's good news and there's bad news. Over the weekend, I got a text from the bride-to-be, and it seems like someone else felt similar to me because she said someone had pointed out that the dress may not, quote-unquote, be best for a church. Needless to say, I was so relieved. She sent me another option. It's so much better. It's less revealing. You know, I'd feel comfortable in it. So I was feeling really great for about 15 seconds about it because she still wants me to wear the revealing dress for the reception. So that second dress is just for the church. And that means now I have to not only wear a revealing sexy dress in front of my family that I don't feel comfortable in, I now have to pay for two dresses. So I don't know that things got that much better and I still need your help.
I have never heard of bridesmaids doing a costume change.
Oh, I did a costume change last weekend.
You did?
Yeah, we wore two dresses, which thank God, because I could not dress in, I could not dance in that first dress. It would have been Floptown City.
You had to buy two dresses for the wedding?
We didn't have to. We were given the option to do a dress change, but it's one of those things, like, you know when you're invited on a group trip and you don't necessarily have to go with your friends on this group trip, but if you don't go on the group trip with your friends, everyone's going to be like, why didn't Abby go on this trip with us? So we didn't have to buy a second dress, but we were given the option to because everyone was going to do it.
That's bridezilla behavior.
Is it?
Yeah, to ask your bridesmaids to buy two dresses.
But it's her special day.
Nah, man.
It's her special.
Yeah.
Make it a little less special.
I mean, there's already so much cost involved. I mean, I also feel like, okay, then you must be at a different financial tier if you're doing that kind of like going to those links at your wedding and having like costume changes. But I would just say I don't have the budget to buy two dresses.
Which for you, Samantha, is sort of the bigger problem here, that you're going to have to spend money on a second dress or that you have to put that revealing dress on no matter what, and it's not even your choice?
Definitely the latter. I mean, I don't want to be around my grandparents in that dress.
Yeah.
Like, it's that simple. And my brother and my uncles. And, you know, it's just like, it's not, yeah. I mean, I also don't want to spend the money. Like, I don't, you gentlemen may not realize how expensive bridesmaids' dresses are.
Well, I've been listening.
Well, I think you have your easy out here. And I say easy, like, with a, take that with a grain of salt, because when we bring it up to her, it might not go over well. But to me, you sort of have something to fall back on. Instead of being like, well, I don't want to look like a slut at the reception, you can just say, you know, I don't really have the budget for a second dress. I think that's perfectly understandable.
So what if she comes back and she's like, well, we totally understand, we'll pay for your dress?
Oh.
Then I feel like we have to go the alterations route. Like, then you just got to suck it up and just get some buttons and button your cleavage up and, you know, tie that slit so it's not all up your leg. I feel like then you just have to suck it up.
All right, so Samantha, you still want us to do a texting tutor with you and converse with your future sister-in-law, like, hey, this first dress for the ceremony, it's going to be beautiful. I love it. But this other dress, I think you're going to have to be like, I'm going to have to get it altered because I'm just not comfortable exposing that much boob.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to, when we do this with you on, and we record these on Wednesday, I think we're going to have to make this a you issue.
Yeah.
Not a her issue, because she could get offended really quickly. I think that it has to be about, you know, you and your comfort level.
100%.
Be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
Honest-ish.
Yeah. That makes
honest-ish.
Sense.
Ish. Always honest-ish.
Honest-ish. Yeah.
All right, Samantha. We'll hit you back on Wednesday, and we'll do the texting tutor then. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. See you now.
I'm with you, Bert. Anybody who listens to the show, I don't know why you would ever want to get married and have a wedding.
Right. I mean, hello, people. Yeah. Hello.
You're on the Bert Show.